soothing the brain. The 1985 ACNP meeting was, if possible, even more thought-provoking than the previous year's session. King's College professor Jeffrey Gray gave a talk about the amygdala, a cluster of brain cells that determines whether a sound, image, or body sensation is perceived as a threat. Gray's data showed that the sensitivity of the amygdala depended, at least in part, on the amount of the neurotransmitter serotonin in that part of the brain. Animals with low serotonin levels were hyperreactive to stressful stimuli, like loud noises, while higher levels of serotonin dampened their fear system, making them less likely to become aggressive or frozen in response to potential threats. That struck me as an important finding. My patients were always blowing up in response to small provocations and felt devastated by the slightest rejection. I became fascinated by the possible role of serotonin in PTSD. Other researchers had shown that dominant male monkeys had much higher levels of brain serotonin than lower-ranking animals, but that their serotonin levels dropped when they were prevented from maintaining eye contact with the monkeys they had once lorded over. In contrast, low-ranking monkeys who were given serotonin supplements emerged from the pack to assume leadership. The social environment interacts with brain chemistry. Manipulating a monkey into a lower position in the dominance hierarchy made his serotonin drop, while chemically enhancing serotonin elevated the rank of former subordinates. The implications for traumatized people were obvious. Like Gray's low serotonin animals, they were hyperreactive, and their ability to cope socially was often compromised. If we could find ways to increase brain serotonin levels, perhaps we could address both problems simultaneously. At the same 1985 meeting, I learned that drug companies were developing two new products to do precisely that. But since neither was yet available, I experimented briefly with the health food store supplement L-tryptophan, which is a chemical precursor of serotonin in the body. The results were disappointing. One of the drugs under investigation never made it to market. The other was fluoxetine, which, under the brand name Prozac, became one of the most successful psychoactive drugs ever created.